used to drive a school bus until the baby comes. Baby come the next day, might say. All school children. We've done everything to make a living.
There was a woman who delivered babies. Did you have your babies at home?
Oh, yeah,
Who came and helped?
We had a granny woman.
I too. If you have a boy, a son, and he's very much like his father, you'd say, boy, that boy sure does, his father sure does.
I'd say the chip off the old block.
Would you say he takes after, he favors, he
looks
like?
Favors his daddy.
All right, now with that, when you say favors, that means in
looks
physical
like,
appearance.
Yeah.
Now, if he has a disposition like his father, would you say something else? Like he acts like his father?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Did you ever use he's a spitting image of his father?
Oh, I might have, but I don't think I'm
taking that. Okay. When you're talking about bringing up children, you'd say, that woman had a hard life. She has 6 children. She's
really had a hard time.
Would you say she raised them or she reared them?
She done a good job taking care of them, I'd say that.
Would you be more likely to say reared? She reared 6 children or she raised 6 children?
I'd say she raised them.
Now, if you're threatening one of your children, you might have done this at one time. Maybe your boy did something really, really, really bad. And you'd say, boy, when I get a hold of you, you're going to get a real...
Well, I don't know. I let Mama do most of that.
Oh. Well, what did she give them?
She'd give them a pretty good spanking, or maybe she'd get a switch and kind of pan them a little bit. We had an unusual bunch of children. We didn't have. They all worked and either had to work, and we just went on and got done it.
Oh, that's terrific. You see it, maybe one of your grandchildren that you haven't seen in a long time. There's something that you always end up saying to a child when you see them, you say, my goodness, how you
have grown.
Huh? What do they call a child who is born out of wedlock?
Well, I don't know. They used to call them bastard here, but they don't quit talking about that now.
You mean they don't?
They don't ever mention, you know. They go right on just like it wasn't.
Is there any way that they might be a word they might use in joking about it?
Oh, they might say something about joking, but
no,
not
I mean,
much.
Would they refer to it as a love child or something like
Woods
that?
Cold.
A what?
Woods cold.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about. That's kind of a joking way of referring to it. Okay.
Not a bad joke.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But people joke about strange things. If your brother had a son, he would be your...
My nephew.
A child whose parents have died is a...
An orphan.
Would this be used for children who were only in an institution or just any child whose parents were both dead?
Well, he could be an orphan and be living with somebody else, you know.
It's just the fact that his parents are
dead. Yeah, fact.
If a child's parents are dead, sometime the court will appoint him a...
guardian.
All right. Now, talking about your family and referring to everybody that's related to you, when you say relatives now, does this mean everybody?
Everybody can do you. Yeah,
okay, everybody, even like 5th or 6th cousins.
Yeah. Well, no, not then. When he gets to about the 4th, I quit caring to me.
You stop.
Yeah.
What about kinfolks now? Are they the same as
relatives?
Yeah,
same thing, kinfolks. I got a lot of them too, sure.
You bet you have.
I went to see an old lady, 94 years old, Sunday, and she said she had 4 to 6 grandchildren. And over 100 great grandchildren.
Is that right?